Alan Smith, who is the Scotland correspondent for Across Barrow Media, man who's looking after, I suppose, all the big political issues in the last number of weeks. And my word, Alan, how many issues has there been?
Been many. Many more than what we'd expected, I think. I think the kickoff of this campaign, it was set against, certainly in Scotland, it felt like there was two elections. One set against the backdrop of Brexit and the other set against independence. But my word, the last few weeks, so many more issues now to the fore than what I thought, what a lot of people predicted.
Well, let me get a feel for what it's like in Scotland at the moment, because I think one of the big headline across this entire campaign is the shrinking of the Tory lead. It seems to be Labour has gobbled up some of that lead. And again, we've got to be careful saying that, because it's according to the polls, and as we know with Brexit and Donald Trump, the polls aren't always 100% accurate. Has that been mirrored in Scotland at all? Because it's pretty much SNP and Tories, Lib Dems and Labour were looking to see if they could eat into any of those seats. How is it looking at the moment?
I think what's been interesting in Scotland, because of course the SNP last time around won 56 out of 59, then two MPs had to resign the whip, so they had 54 going into this election. The battle really in Scotland is about who can finish second place in terms of who can get the most vote share, seats. Going into this, we had Labour on one seat, Tories on one seat, Lib Dems on one seat, and recently, in fact, there was an Ipsos Mori poll came out yesterday which had Labour back up to joint second in terms of a percentage share with Tories, where the Tories had been streaming way ahead, looking like they will be completely the second party in Scotland. But I think it's been mirrored. What you're seeing across the UK is now being mirrored in Scotland, that Labour could, in terms of vote share, could finish as the or maintain that second position within Scotland. In terms of seats and the number of seats they win, it's still very close. I think, Labour having that one seat in Scotland at the moment, I think come June the 9th, if they've still got that one seat, they'll be happy.
And why is this, from a Scottish perspective? I can see why, to some degree, why that lead would have been shrunk down in England. We are seeing things like the TV debate where Theresa May is not taking part in them. You can understand potentially why there may be at least murmurings that lead has shrunk. Again, watch, it's just the polls. It's not physically the actual result yet. But are the Tories focusing too hard on independence in Scotland and not enough on the policies? Because I remember watching Nicola Sturgeon do an interview a number of weeks ago where she said the manifesto had 27 different mentions of independence in it.
Well, I think that's the key point, isn't it? Because that's how all the parties are really trying to frame this election, perhaps more so than what the SNP are doing, is the independence vote, because they know there were more people that voted to remain in the UK than voted to leave the UK. So they think, well, there's the biggest vote share. You're not going to get those who voted for independence to come across and be Labour, Tory or Lib Dem. So they're all vying for that vote of people who voted to remain in the UK. But as this election has gone on and more issues come into the fore, they're looking at, the coverage UK-wide obviously affects voters in Scotland as well. So you're looking at, the social care policies of Theresa May, you're looking at the treatment of pensioners, you're looking at the TV debates, and all that has an impact on the electorate in Scotland as well. So not just the independence arguments, but these UK-wide issues are having an impact up here as well. But certainly the independence issue, how long can you keep flogging that horse, in terms of that's your main message in the debate? How long can you keep that going as a driver to get people to vote for you on June the 8th?
What are the SNP saying, I suppose in contradiction to what the Tories are saying, outside of the issue of independence and maybe outside the issue of Brexit? Are we seeing a clearly defined role for the NHS? Are we seeing who's going to help with the education system, because it has fallen away in Scotland greatly over the last number of years? Are we seeing social welfare and issues like that being discussed? And who has got the edge in those?
Well, this is where the SNP would have issues, is because, of course, there's been a Westminster election. We're looking at issues decided in Westminster, but the SNP's record in the Scottish government over the last 10 years is always up for debate, and that will always come to the fore in the political debate in Scotland. So while, yes, NHS in Scotland, the education system in Scotland isn't really impacted by whoever is empowered in at Westminster. That's where Labour, Lib Dems, the Tories will say, well, hang on a minute, look at the standards in education, look at the standards in the health service, the following standards. That's because you're too focused on independence. And that's where this independence argument comes back in. But then, you know, the SNP have the argument, well, hang on, our NHS is actually being much better run in Scotland than it is in England. So we're doing a better job of it. Yes, there are problems, but we're doing a better job of it up here. So that's where the SNP, I mean, we've had televised debates and Nicola Sturgeon has taken part in a couple of them. She took part in a UK-wide debate and by all accounts performed pretty well, because when she was talking about domestic issues and devolved issues in Scotland, she couldn't really be challenged by the UK party leaders on it because they're not up here. But when she took part in a televised leaders debate, which was just for Scotland, that's where they landed more blows than perhaps what the UK leaders did, because they were able to challenge her on the SNP's record on education and in health.
Phillips, you're listening to Full Time. We're here until 7 o'clock this evening. I'm joined by Alan Smith, who is the political correspondent for Bauer Scotland, he's been focusing very hard on what's happening with regards to Scotland in this election. But if I can just bring it back down to, I suppose, make it an all-inclusive party issue, let's talk about the TV debate last evening. Having watched it and watched the fallout from that, obviously Nicola Sturgeon not there either. She had her own issues. Can you tell me why she wasn't there? Did she feel that she was too busy looking after things in Scotland? She sent her deputy for any specific reason? Is she getting much fallout from this?
I think the big reason for this is, you know, this is a Westminster election, and Angus Robertson is the SNP leader at Westminster. And he's the one who challenges the Prime Minister week after week at Prime Minister's questions. And I think this was the SNP saying, well, look, if you vote for us, this is who you get leading the charge at Westminster. It's Angus Robertson who ultimately holds the UK government to account down at Westminster. And that's what they've played to. You know, Nicola Sturgeon's already taken part in a couple of televised leaders' debates. And so I think it was a chance to give Angus Robertson his moment to show people, actually, well, when you vote for the SNP, when you vote for, you know, their whole message is you're voting for a stronger Scotland, you're voting for SNP MPs who can hold the Tory government to account. So this is them showing, well, this is who does that job for you at Westminster.
How do you think it went last night? Robertson had a decent couple of goes at trying to tell the world that, look, it's not about immigration. I thought he made a really good point saying, listen, I think everybody in this room, everybody watching here knows that those who've come into the country have done nothing but, well, done many positive things, in his words, I suppose. How do you think he did from the whole, and how do you think the actual debate went itself?
Again, it's one of these, you know, with all these televised debates, I mean, people say we need more of these debates, but then after the debates, people go, we didn't actually learn very much from it. We didn't hear anything particularly new. It was more another chance for them to all have a good shout at each other. So it's hard to see if that sways people. In terms of Angus Robertson, you know, he's always very self-assured. He's a great debater. You know, he shows that week in, week out at Prime Minister's questions, often landing the blows that Jeremy Corbyn doesn't. You know, he goes on the relevant issues to what perhaps are in the headlines of that day or day before, and seems to get more of an impact at Prime Minister's questions than perhaps Jeremy Corbyn did. So again, you know, a strong performance from him, but these TV debates, how much impact will they have on how people vote, I don't really know.
Right, you're on your way to see Nicola Sturgeon. I don't mean for a cup of tea now. Well, who knows? I'm not sure how your private life and your relationship with Nicola Sturgeon is. But you have indeed got to go on and watch Nicola Sturgeon give a speech this afternoon. What are you expecting from her? More of the same? And are the SNP as assured as you expect?
Yeah, well, I mean, this afternoon it's visiting a neighbourhood centre in Edinburgh, and again, it's a speech with 7 days to go. It's our 7 days to go speech, and it's more of what we've heard so far is that you need more SNP MPs to stand up for Scotland, because, you know, they'll say the SNP's message is only the SNP stand up for Scotland at Westminster, that only the SNP are strong enough to do that. So again, that she'll repeat that message this afternoon. I mean, a week to go, the SNP, I think, will be quietly satisfied so far. I mean, in terms of numbers, how many seats they'll expect to deliver next Thursday, last time around, 56 out of 59 is a phenomenal result. To deliver that again would be phenomenal, but you'll probably find that they're the victims of their own success from last time around, delivering, you know, maybe high 40s to 50, and then it'll be everybody's interpretation of that. Is it because of the lost MPs, because, you know, it was the independence factor, people don't want it and they're tired of the SNP, you know, talking about it or promising it, or is it just the fact that, you know, they are victims of their own success? Can you deliver 56 out of 59 again?
The political correspondent for Barra Scotland, Alan Smith, quick question for you. Who will they be answering to in Westminster in 2 weeks' time?
Wow. Well, I mean, when I spoke to you as this election was called...
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. When I spoke to you, I was very assured, yeah, the Tories will increase their majority. And I think, well, that's what everybody expected, isn't it? And this last week alone, you've seen momentum shift, and you've seen, again, as you say, it's only polls, but there is a constant thread now within these polls. There's a very definite trend here. I still think it will be Theresa May, but the question is the size of a majority, or do we have a hung parliament? It's crazy to think that we were thinking, oh yeah, you know, they'll have this huge majority, talking about a three-figure majority when this election was called, and now we're talking about the potential.
And you know what? It's just when I speak to everyone about this now, I asked a couple of political friends of mine this last night. They had exactly the same tone as you had in your voice there now. I think, you know, Theresa May is probably still going to be the Prime Minister last week. And I can remember that exact tone being used for, I still think we're going to remain inside the EU. And the same tone was used for, I think Hillary Clinton will still be, you know, she'll be President of the United States of America. So there's a lot riding in this. Listen, go and enjoy your afternoon with Nicola Sturgeon. Keep up the good work. And, you know, at some stage in the next fortnight or so, you will get some sleep, we promise you, all right?
I hope so. I certainly hope.